And McPhilly has blown the full-time whistle, and the game is over. It is finished in a draw. McCool's 14 points, St Union's 1-11. A share of the spoils. A cracking finish to this game.
Yeah, listen, we really caught fire, Ash. And you talk about championship football. We didn't see it late in the first half, and that was down to just the brilliance of McCool's and Union's not really showing up. But we've seen the best of Union's in that second half. But when it was put to McCool's, they were a couple of points behind, staring defeat in their face. They showed a lot of courage to come back and almost snatched the game at the end, Ash. And you had that brilliant point from McGeehan to level it up. Union's had possession again, but when they had, Ash, and as we've seen on a slow attack, McCool's were very good in that middle, and as Units tried to come through it, eventually the tackle would come in, the wet ball turnover, as McCool's broke up the pitch, they almost had an opportunity to snatch victory. So listen, great finish to the game. Oisin first half took a long time to get going, but well done to McCool's, as we talked about, minus Oisin Gallen. That was a brilliant performance from them, and he'll give them a lot of courage going forward after a poor defeat to Dunloe last week. That was a much improved performance from the McCool's men.
Yeah, it was a super performance from the McCool's men, particularly in that first half where they led by 11 points to 3. They had 2 two-pointers in that opening half from Jamie Keegan and Aaron Kelly. They had 6 different scores in the opening half as well, and they were full merit for their 11-3 advantage at the break. But we expected St Union's to come out of the blocks early in the second half and tear into that deficit, and that is very much what they did, because for what the opening 20 minutes of that second half, we had a two-pointer from Conor O'Donnell, we had the goal from Dylan Dugan, James Kelly, and Owen Dowling got in the scoring act as well. But Shane O'Donnell was the man that was pulling the strings. He ended the game with 4 points. It took 22 minutes for Sean McCool's to score their first score of the latter period. That came from Sean Martin. Then we had back-to-back scores from Kevin McCormick late in the game to put them back in front by 14 points to 110. But it was Owen McGeehan's levelling score by St Union's, which proved to be the score that was a share of the spoils here. Now, both teams did have opportunities to snatch the lead at the end and snatch the victory, but it didn't materialise. But we had a cracking game here, particularly in those closing stages. But a share of the spoils in the end, and it finished 14 points to 111. Who will be the happier, do you feel, coming away from this result today?
100% McCool's certainly, as I say, particularly, with the defeat to Dunloe, particularly the second half performance last week in that defeat to Dunloe, no two-pointers in the game, had conceded 4, minus Oisin Gallen now, so everything was pointing towards a Union's victory here today. So I'd say in that huddle out there, they'll be disappointed they didn't snatch it in those closing moments. It took a brilliant score from McGeehan out in the left to equalise, and it was McCool's probably had those better opportunities later on. Their defence looked very, very solid, and you can see the work that they've been doing night after night of training, so I'd say they'll be very, very happy having known that they matched up to one of the favourites for the championship, Oisin, and certainly and had brilliant moments in that game. As you said, that massive period in the second half where they didn't score, if they had chipped on a few scores and they had a goal opportunity, if they had did that, Oisin, they maybe would have something really to defend deep, but as it was, they had to chase the game. But when they did from 2 points down, Oisin, as I say, that was a lot of courage, because it was looking like it was only one winner at that point, and if anything towards the end there, it was McCool's could have snatched it. So I think certainly Gavigan and Devaney would be very happy with that performance, Oisin, and you could see so much of that was done on the training ground, how the team was coached, how it was set up. Very good on the ball, some serious dangerous players all around the pitch, so I think it'll do them a lot of good. For a lot of head scratching for Unions, I should say, a lot of quiet performances across the board in that. They certainly sorted their kickouts in the second half, and we've seen a lot better football from them, but certainly that's not a performance there, do you think, will take a team towards the championship.
Yeah, so it's all over here. It's finished up in a share of the spoils. My thanks to Brendan Devaney for joining us on commentary today. It's all over in Ballybuffet, a wet Ballybuffet, to say the least. It's been raining all afternoon, but the home side put in a very, very solid performance against one of the teams fancied for the Dr. Maguire this year. A share of the spoils is another draw in the championship, but this time it's the turn of McCool's and St Union's. McCool's finished up with 14 points, and St Union's won 11th.